The following is a sports presentation of 98.1 WIBN. High school basketball on 98 Gold is brought to you by Heartland Ford, Etter Tire, Fowler Family Dentistry, the Moranin of DeMott, RDM Shrimp, Prospect Auto Supply, Warren County REMC, Thompson Brothers Auto Sales, Prairie Bells Boutique, Alliance Bank, Boswell Chase Grain, Emerson Sondergraph, Cackley Real Estate, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Deno Home Center, 100 Mile Ribbon Chop House, For Pet's Sake, and 98 Gold WIBN. And to call all the action, here's George Hardebeck and Ed Robeson.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly conversation about Indiana high school sports with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Now for an up-to-the-minute report about what's happening in the constantly changing world of high school sports, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Paul Neidig.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. And Paul, I hope the new year is treating you well, and congratulations to the IHSAA member institutions and staff and fans. We seem to have had a pretty successful holiday sports competition season that took place the last couple of weeks.
We did, you know, and it our student athletes were out there competing, which is what they love to do, of course. But, you know, our tournament docket was full over the Christmas holiday, and that period of time between New Year's and Christmas, or Christmas and New Year's, has become a time to get some games in, get some contests in, and the pressures of the school are gone. They're not worried about their algebra exam at that particular time.
Right.
They can just focus on their sport, and it's really become kind of a special time in Indiana.
You know, during football, we talked about the benchmark of like 95% of contests were played. Do you have an idea of where we are here in the winter sports season, how that's gone relative to what happened in the fall?
You know, I think we're running a little bit below 95. As a matter of fact, I know we are. But we're still running 90% plus of competition. And that's due to nothing more than moving indoors. And, you know, the term that we've used a lot is out of an abundance of caution, I think, which is a good thing right now. And I think as we've moved indoors, I think people have approached their safety protocols differently, because it certainly looks different than outside. And, you know, and that's kind of what we're seeing. Schools are still being safe. You know, we're still shutting down when it becomes necessary, but we still have a lot of games going on.
There are a lot of games, and I think in one large respect has been the cooperation between the schools, the coaches, the ADs, and everybody. Everyone wants to play. They understand you have to be willing to compromise. You can't have it the way you normally would in terms of scheduling. You have to make allowances now.
That's exactly right, and it comes with flexibility with scheduling. Our schools have had to move games, not maybe because they're unable to play, but their opponent may be unable to play. And, you know, that's just kind of what our folks have become accustomed to. I think we said a couple of years ago, it's kind of like the springtime, as far as it's just not raining, but we're scheduling games and rescheduling contests at the same rate. I was looking at some schedules this morning, and in all of our sports, it's going to be busy between now and tournament time for everything that we participate in the wintertime.
Paul Neidig with us. We're talking about all things IHSAA. You want to talk about tournaments? Think about this date, January 24th, for the girls' pairing show. How about that?
It's here. You know, it's that time, and, you know, they those dreams of winning the state championship are starting to ramp up, especially on the girls' side. And Bob, you'll come into our studio here and do an excellent show, as you always do, and students and and coaches and parents will watch with bated breath to be able to figure out who they're going to play and what their tournament draw looks like, and it's always a special time of the year.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. This is our weekly conversation about the IHSAA. Commissioner, Happy New Year. Thanks so much for all you do, and have a wonderful week.
Thank you, Bob, and we certainly appreciate you, and Happy New Year to you and all the listeners out there. We appreciate everybody, and we're excited about the new year and where we're headed in 2021.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to The Commissioner's Corner with IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig and Coach Bob Lovell. And thank you for your continued support of the high schools in your community.
Your vehicle's tires don't have to be worn out to lose traction on slick winter roads. Visit Heartland Ford of Covington for a tread depth check. And if you need new tires, choose from just about any brand and model you can name. Chances are some manufacturers are offering a rebate on the purchase of a set of tires, too. Yes, Heartland Ford sells and cares for tires. Find out more from Service Manager Dave Howard at Heartland Ford in the heartland of America on US 136 west of Covington.
Are you aware that Etter Tire Service in Fowler is more than just tires? From shocks, struts, oil changes, and new brakes to alignments, ball joints, tie rods, rotations, and tire repair, the mechanics at Etter Tire Service in Fowler can handle all your vehicle needs. Call Etter Tire Service and give your vehicle the TLC it deserves. Etter Tire Service on East 5th Street in Fowler is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Call Etter Tire Service, 765-884-0920.
Dr. Tim Downing at Fowler Family Dentistry is now accepting new patients. Dr. Tim Downing and his staff at Fowler Family Dentistry are dedicated to providing you with personal, comfortable, and affordable dental care. Fowler Family Dentistry accepts care credit. They are a provider for many insurance companies. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Tim Downing at Fowler Family Dentistry. Please call 765-884-0740, 765-884-0740, or visit their website, fowlerfamilydentistry.net.
Cackley Real Estate strives to provide personal service to every individual looking to purchase or sell real estate. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, seller, farmer, or seasoned investor, Cackley Real Estate will assist you with every step in purchasing or selling your real estate. With multiple agents working together in Benton, Warren, White, Tippecanoe, and surrounding counties, Cackley Real Estate strives to make your real estate transaction worry-free. Please call Cackley Real Estate, 765-426-7306.
Remember I told you my parents are coming into town?
Yeah, when is that?
Next weekend.
Oh, wow. I thought it was in like 3 weeks.
No, I told you the other day.
When?
Well, when we were at... Never mind. They'll be here next week.
Got it.
You want me to make pork chops for dinner?
Oh, yeah. I love it when you make those.
I've never made you pork chops.
Sound familiar? That means you're married. Disconnect from the everyday world and recharge your internal batteries at the Moran Inn, the only bed and breakfast on the 15th fairway of the Sandy Pines Golf Course. The Moran Inn has 10 out of 10 guest rating, numerous rooms, and a heated in-ground pool. There's only one thing you won't find at the Moran Inn. Children. You see, the Moran Inn is for adults only.
Oh, I like that tie on you. When did you get that?
Yeah, that was 3 years ago, honey.
Book your stay at themoraninn.com.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to Kankakee Valley High School. George Hardebeck and Ed Robeson here, ready to broadcast tonight's game between the Benton Central Bison and Kankakee Valley, the Cougars. And if you tuned in last night, Benton Central lost a tough one to Twin Lakes. Ended up being roughly a five-point ball game, and just a tough pill to swallow after the game. You know, it seemed like the game was in hand as Benton Central came back, but unable to, like, stay on top. And so, Ed, as I welcome in my broadcasting partner in easily the loudest gym in the state of Indiana, what are we looking for tonight with Benton Central versus Kankakee Valley?
Well, really, two key things here. First of all, how does Benton Central respond from a really challenging game last night? And two, different than Twin Lakes, Kankakee Valley has some size. They've got a couple kids over 6'3", they go 6'3", 3-6-6. So how Benton Central adapts to a different style will be important for them tonight.
And so, obviously, something, you know, Benton Central does have to recover. That's the beauty of sports. Sometimes you're disappointed one night, and you got to overcome the next night. And so, we are briefly waiting. We're waiting a little bit to see exactly what's happening in pregame festivities. So, what we will do right now is we will take a break. You are listening to Benton Central Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN.
Prospect Auto Supply, your local independent CarQuest store, reminds you to get your vehicle ready for seasonal traveling. Tis the season to winterize your vehicle. Prospect Auto Supply will check your oil, brakes, battery, wiper blades, plugs, and belts. Prospect Auto Supply provides service and carries the auto supplies you need to keep your vehicle in top running condition this winter. Prospect Auto Supply, the right parts at the right price with the right advice. Prospect Auto Supply, North Halleck Street in DeMott. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Have your senses been assaulted by the pungent odor of stale dog? Your dog is not a cat and cannot stay clean on their own. Have no fear, For Pet's Sake is here. Fluff and buff your fur baby at For Pet's Sake in Fowler. For Pet's Sake offers full grooming services, nail trimming, dog and cat food, supplies and toys. For Pet's Sake in Fowler is closed on Sunday and Monday. To book your fur baby Fluff and Buff at For Pet's Sake on North Adams Avenue in downtown Fowler, please call 765-885-5127.
Did you know Deno Home Center has flooring for any room of your home? Right now, Deno's has unbelievable prices on anything goes and Samson carpets, Aqualock waterproof plank, and 15% off Bellacera hardwoods. Check out their new waterproof Cortec flooring or Armstrong's Prism, the most durable, scratch-resistant plank available, all at big savings. Deno's offers 6 months no-interest financing. Installation is available. Stop in at 10th and Grant or call for an appointment at 765-884-0500.
Quality done by Deno.
Where there is hope, there is hope. The Newton County Community Services is devoted to improving the health, education, and welfare of the individuals, families, and community of Newton County. The Newton County Community Services can help you with energy assistance, public transportation, the food pantry, home-delivered meals, and homemaker services. Would you like or know somebody who is interested in learning about one of the three nutrition sites in Morocco, Goodland, and Roselawn? Please call 219-285-2246.
Save time and money from Warren County REMC. There are rebates available right now on water heaters, heat pumps, energy-efficient products, and more for residential and commercial members of Warren County REMC. You can save big bucks on your electric bill, too. Find out more at powermoves.com. That's powermoves.com. Warren County REMC is a proud supporter of Benton Central Bison High School sports. Warren County REMC is a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Are you aware that Etter Tire Service in Fowler is more than just tires? From shocks, struts, oil changes, and new brakes to alignments, ball joints, tie rods, rotations, and tire repair, the mechanics at Etter Tire Service in Fowler can handle all your vehicle needs. Call Etter Tire Service and give your vehicle the TLC it deserves. Etter Tire Service on East 5th Street in Fowler is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Call Etter Tire Service, 765-884-0920.
And welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen, to Kankakee Valley High School, where, like I said, with the PA announcer, it is easily the loudest gym I have ever been in my life. And I've been in a ton of gyms, so hopefully we're coming through okay. Obviously, you can hear the PA announcer. So, Ed, tell us a little bit about Kankakee Valley, stuff we talked about on the way up.
Okay, Kankakee Valley last night played a conference game to Munster and lost, so both teams are coming off of a loss. This year, Kankakee Valley is 3-7, like I talked about before our break. A little bit different makeup than Twin Lakes, a lot taller. In fact, all five of Kankakee Valley starters are taller than anybody else that Twin Lakes has. And so they start two juniors and a freshman starting for Kankakee Valley. Number four, Camden Webster, 6'2 freshman. Number 11, Elijah Carden, a 6'3 senior. Matt Caldwell, a 6'1 senior. Luke Andrea, a 6'3 junior. And a Nick Mackish, a 6'4 junior.
Benton Central wins the tip, gets it down low to Connor Hall. He loses it on the way up and is short on a shot. Quickly back down is Elijah Carden for three. And he hits the 3-0. Benton Central going from left to right. On the court, Hardebeck has it. Hardebeck throws it across, and a 10-second violation. Little 1-2-2 zone, giving Benton Central trouble.
And Twin Lakes had some success with this at various spots last night's game. So KD must just this is a film they saw from last night.
Obviously, players cannot be standing up. That's twice. It's, I guess, a big emphasis. I never knew. So, Cougars have it. KV up top against the 1-3-1 that Benton Central's implementing. Three-point shot by Carden is not good. And so, Benton Central brings it down. Buchanan has it, gives it over to Hardebeck. Hardebeck to Brock. Back to Hardebeck, swung to Buchanan. Hardebeck has it up at the top in the circle. Swung around to Dawson Brock on the right wing. Now to Cale Williams. Now out to Buchanan for three. No, rebound, Connor Hall. Connor goes up and he's fouled. He'll go to the line for two.
Nice job by Benton Central getting the ball to that high post area against this 2-3 zone and then kicking it out. Fortunately for the Bison, Blake Buchanan missed. And but fortunately, but Connor Hall crashed the board and rewarded with two free throws.
So Hall can shoot the two free throws. Good on the first. 3-1 is the score. 6:47 to go here in the first quarter. Connor Hall eyes it, flies it, just off. Rebound goes to Andre. Andre gets it. Brings it up against the 1-3-1. Benton Central goes. They get it down low, but a thrown-up shot, a wild shot by Andre, is rebounded by Benton Central. Cale Williams in the right corner with it. No, he tries rebounding. That's poked away, and it's poked off of a Cougar out of bounds. It'll be Benton Central basketball.
That time, Benton Central gets fortunate because the Kankakee Valley had numbers, but instead of making a normal pass, he tried to bump it like he's playing volleyball.
Hardebeck now has it, 3-1, 6:20 to go. Hardebeck brings it across, gets it into the front court, gives it over to Dawson Brock against the 2-3 zone. Now Buchanan, now Hardebeck. They're going to call an offensive foul on Cale Williams off of the ball. Unfortunately, Benton Central loses the possession right there without even getting the shot off. Still early, going on. Carden. Caldwell up top. Carden has to go over to Caldwell. Caldwell back to Carden. Carden being guarded in the 1-3-1 up top. Swung to the right side for three. No, rebound fought for. Brought out of there by Dawson Brock. Brock brings it up the right side. Kicks it up to Hardebeck in between the circles. Buchanan has it. Now gets it down to Williams at the elbow. Back to Hardebeck. Williams has it in the middle. Won't shoot it. Kicks it out to Buchanan. Now back up to Hunter. Buchanan has it. Buchanan back to Hardebeck. Now to Williams. Williams inside of there. Has the opportunity of going up for the shot, but tries kicking it out each time. 2-3 zone keeps happening. In the short corner, Connor Hall has it. Tries to find a cutting Williams. It's stolen by Kankakee Valley, and they go up for two. The assist to Carden, the basket to Caldwell.
Definitely much better job of Kankakee Valley attacking the other end and Benton Central getting back.
Williams has it on the right wing. Swung around to Buchanan in the corner for three. Bring it up. Three more. big three-point basket Benton Central had to have, 5-4 with 4:40 to go. Carden swings it around, and down low is Cash. Sorry, Mikosh. Mikosh scores the easy bucket. Hardebeck punched in the face, nothing called. Might be biased, but that's okay. Three-point shot by Dawson Brock, no good. Rebound comes to the Cougars. Carden has it, throws it to Dawson Brock. Brock dribbles it in the middle, slows down, now turns on the afterburners. No good on the two-pointer. Williams gets the rebound, kicks it out to Buchanan. No, rebound comes to Mikosh.
Good look. It's in the left corner for Blake's shot, and that's where it definitely likes to shoot it from.
So, Cougars have it. 7-4 is the score, 3:50 to go. Andre has it, kicks it up to Webster. Webster to Carden. Carden for two. He's good. You'll easily be able to hear the announcer each time somebody scores. Dawson Brock brings it across, and he's fouled at the 10-second line.
I think for Dawson Brock, he split the double team against that 1-3-1. It was really people talk about soft trap. That was very soft. Kankakee Valley did not commit to the trap, and Dawson split it and drew the foul.
Caden Dykhuizen checks in along with Hayden Diggs. Widmer checks in. Widmer and Stout check in for the Bison. Hardebeck has it over to Widmer on the left wing. Widmer looks, tries to get it into Hall. It's poked away. Buchanan tries throwing it into the short corner to Stout, and it's stolen. Cougars bring it up the floor. Carden has it, kicks it over, and now down low to Mikosh, and Mikosh goes up and scores.
That time, Benton Central did not communicate well on the down screen. The guard came up. Two Benton Central players went after the guard on the wing. There's an easy dump down for the three-point play potential.
So, Nick Mikosh steps to the line to complete the three-point play. Long rebound by Buchanan. 11-4, 3 minutes to go. Widmer has it. Widmer gets it to Hall at the elbow. Hall looks to make a move. Looks to make a move, and he shuffled his feet on the fake when he faked one way and went the other. Moved that pivot foot. 11-4 is our score, 2:47 to go. Carden has it. Carden over to Caldwell. Caldwell tries to get inside, gets it back out. Carden has it, and he travels. 11-4 is the score still. Right there, just a simple little mistake, put the ball on the floor.
The
first
quarter's had quite a few little simple, unforced errors. Trying to get in a rhythm of playing on a Saturday night, maybe.
Hardebeck has it, gives it to Hall. Hall at the elbow, kicks it back out. Widmer thinks about the three, no. Hall has it, goes in, Hall's hammered, and so the ball will be out of bounds underneath. Webster, Camden Webster with the foul. So Benton Central to inbound. Hardebeck to inbound. Look, finds Widmer in the corner for three. New. Rebound comes Stout. Hall has it. Hall to Buchanan on the right wing. No. Rebound corralled eventually by the Cougars. Carden has it. Carden brings it across. Carden against Stout. Benton Central going man-to-man. Up top is Webster. Webster around to Dasse. Dasse has it at the elbow. Look. Kicks it back up to Carden. Carden with 1:40 to go. Carden has it. 1-4 high is the offensive look. They swing it to the right wing. Try to get a screen. Nothing really there. Swing it to Carden. Carden screen and roll between Mikosh and Carden. It's an easy kind of Stockton to Malone type of give and go. Hall trying to do work downstairs. Can't get there. Gets his own rebound. Goes up. no foul called again. And so the Cougars come out of there. Give and go. Carden has it, and Carden's fouled by South.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough break for Benton Central because they felt where Connor Hall got hit twice down in on the last offensive possession for the Bison. And then the TV comes right down, hits the cutter, and maybe a little less looking contact, but the foul is called.
Carden makes the first free throw, checking in. Justice Johnson, Cale Williams, Dawson Brock. I will get his name correct eventually. Checking in, 14-4 is our score, and Kankakee Valley started a bit of an onslaught. 15-4 with 1:03 to go. Dawson Brock with the ball, brings it across against the 2-3 zone. Widmer has it on the wing for three, touches the up top in the wires, and is out of bounds. Good look, just took a tough bounce and went out of bounds. 50 seconds to go. 15-4 is the score. KV up on Benton Central. Benton Central implements the 1-3-1. Steele goes to Dawson Brock. He loses the handle. Sal has it in the corner for three. Good. Ring it up. 15-7. 30 seconds to go. Benton Central needed that three. Big time three right there. KV has it, kicks it over to the corner to Webster. Webster bring up his three. His three is good. 18-7 is the score with 15 seconds to go. Dawson Brock over to Johnson. Brock over to Widmer. Widmer had Williams down low. Widmer has it with 2 seconds. One, Johnson for three. No, and that does it. For a spirited first quarter, 18-7 is our score. Kankakee Valley is up on Benton Central, and you're listening to Benton Central Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN.
Some of you Heartland Ford customers have inquired, so Service Manager Dave Howard wants you to know this. The new normal at the Heartland Service Department is to disinfect your vehicle both before and after service. This is for the safety of both you and the Heartland Service staff. Also, remember to take advantage of the service special Heartland calls the works. It includes oil and filter change, tire rotation, and 27-point safety inspection. And the low Heartland Ford price is $49.95 in the heartland of America near Covington.
Boswell Chase Grain works with area farmers in Benton and surrounding counties to provide quality grain handling solutions. Jim Simpson and the staff at Boswell Chase Grain are dedicated to safety and committed to America's farmers. Boswell Chase Grain is located at 110 North Clinton Street in Boswell and accepts all varieties of corn. Please call Jim Simpson at 765-869-5527 or on the web at boswellchasegrain.com. Boswell Chase Grain reminds you to please watch out for farm machinery on the roads for your safety as well as the farmer's safety. Emerson Sondergrath Chevrolet Buick, locally owned and operated in Kentland, serving Benton, Newton, and surrounding counties. Service and warranty work is done on all makes of GM vehicles. They have a large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Since 2003, they have sold over 4,000 vehicles. Let Emerson Sondergrath Chevrolet Buick on US 24 in Kentland help you with your next vehicle purchase today.
And welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen, here into the Kankakee Valley, where the Cougars have an 18-7 lead on the Bison. Back to live action. Cougars take it out of bounds. Jordan has it. Jordan and Caldwell up top. Down low. In the corner, they're trapped. Trap comes. Stepping out of bounds is Dase, and basically, he was trapped and stepped out of bounds.
That was a lot like last night in the second half when Twin Lakes got Joel and putting that ball low, and that's when Benton Central trapped. So, creating a turnover, which hopefully will get them some points here.
Johnson has it up top, kicks it over to Dawson Brock. Skip pass to Widmer. Widmer, skip pass back to Brock for three. No, rebound. Rebound by Hayden Dawson. Cougars bring it back. Bring it out as Jordan. Jordan has it. Offensive foul. Offensive foul. Down low. It was away from, kind of away from, or down on the block. And Cale Williams got knocked to the ground. And Benton Central will take the ball going left to right.
That's a nice job by Cale playing great defense against a person that's much taller than him. And the frustration from the good defense led to Dawson to extend that forearm and pick up the offensive foul.
Buchanan has it on the left wing. He's checked in. Buchanan up to Brock. Stout has it. Now to Brock. Swung over to Buchanan. Buchanan now to Hall at the free throw line. Hall goes up on the right side. No. Man's rebound right there. Goes up and just takes it out of the sky off of the rebound. Goes up and scores, making it 18-9. Cougars quickly back, trying to go against the 1-3-1. Swung over. Jordan has it. Now Caldwell. Caldwell to Jordan. Jordan looking. They finally get it inside, get it down low. Dase throws it out and throws it to his coach. I don't think his coach has been eligible to play for quite some time.
Yeah, he definitely looks like his playing days have long passed.
So, Benton Central take possession. 5:55 to go, 18-9 is the score. 2-3 zone giving Benton Central difficulties. The length is giving the Bison issues as well. Dawson Brock has it, skips it to Buchanan. Buchanan down low to Connor Hall. Hall swung around to Dawson Brock. Brock thought about the three, nothing. Now he has it, shoots the three, no. Rebound Cougars. Cougars on the run. Cougars go up. Maybe a block, but Bradley Jordan was fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots.
Now, offensively for Benton Central, they're really struggling against that link, like you said, at that zone. They're not being able to isolate and really use the dribble drive very effectively.
Bradley Jordan unsuccessful on the first free throw. 5:26 here in the second quarter. Hardebeck to check back in. Free throw is good. Hardebeck return for Stout. Williams, Brock, Buchanan, Hall, Hardebeck out on the floor for the Bison. Williams inbounds to Hardebeck. 19-9 is our score. 10-point game. Brock has it. Now back to Hardebeck. Hardebeck. Back to Brock. Brock skip pass over to Buchanan. Now to Hardebeck. Hall at the free throw line. Hall down low to Williams. No. Swung back up to Hardebeck. Hardebeck tries getting it to Dawson Brock, and it's unsuccessful and stolen. And score is Matt Caldwell. Hardebeck brings it across. Buchanan has it. Looks down low to Williams. Williams skips it up to Hardebeck. Hardebeck drives in, kicks it out to Dawson Brock. Dawson Brock hops and got charged with the turnover.
Yeah, right now, Ben Central passing around the perimeter instead of like catching it and trying to attack it. That time, Dawson tried that, but he just feathered the feet before he got into his drive.
So, Cougars coming back 21-9, moving from right to left. Down low, the pass to Will Sampson. Sampson scores the easy deuce. Benton Central quickly back. Williams gets it to Connor Hall up top. Hall thinks about the three, no, goes up for the two. Scores. Timeout. Benton Central will take a timeout. You're listening to Benton Central Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN.
Save time and money from Warren County REMC. There are rebates available right now on water heaters, heat pumps, energy-efficient products, and more for residential and commercial members of Warren County REMC. You can save big bucks on your electric bill, too. Find out more at powermoves.com. That's powermoves.com. Warren County REMC is a proud supporter of Benton Central Bison High School sports. Warren County REMC is a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
are back, ladies and gentlemen, here at Kankakee Valley. George Hardebeck and Ed Robeson. 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. 23-11 is the Kankakee Valley lead on Benton Central. Hall with the last score, getting the Bison into double figures. Benton Central implementing the man-to-man, and the ball's thrown away and stolen by Connor Hall. Hall goes up on the right side, may have been fouled, nothing called. Williams steals the rebound from the Cougars. Hall kicks to Buchanan in the corner, no. Rebound, Cougars. Mikosh with a big-time rebound right there. Harden brings it across, gives it up to Caldwell. Caldwell has it, kicks it up to Carden. Carden, now at the top, swings it over to Dykhuizen. Dykhuizen has it, throws it to Sampson. Sampson. Screen and roll, moving screen was called. Moving screen was called, and so Benton Central gets the ball back on the Cougars' turnover.
You know, right now, Benton Central needs some things to go well. They just got one there, but they get a good possession here, get some points on the board, and really make go on a run here before halftime.
Hardebeck has it up at the top. Try a high-low pass, tipped away by the Cougars. Benton Central trying a high-low, unable to complete the pass. Was Hall. Ball was tipped away and stolen. So the Cougars have it in the front court. Mikosh has it. Mikosh over to Carden. Carden to Mikosh. Mikosh scores on basically the give and go. I'm not really sure what all the announcer says, but ball is stolen again. They stole Hardebeck's pass. Shot, no. Rebound, Connor Hall. Rebound taken away, but Mikosh fouled him. So Mikosh fouls Connor Hall. So, 25-11, 2:30 to go.
That's big for Benton Central. Mikosh, that's his second foul, so he'll probably be sitting the rest of the second quarter. And right now, he is their leading scorer with 8 points.
Like every other good player, never believes that he fouled.
There's a lot of mediocre ones that don't believe they foul either.
Well, yeah, sure. Dawson Brock has it, gives it to Buchanan on the left wing. Brock up at the top of the key, tries throwing it down to Williams. Williams catches it one-handed, goes up underneath. Kind of some Notre Dame Luke Heron goatee right there. Underneath the 2-3 zone, get it to the guy on the back row and let him score. So, Benton Central, down 12 against KV. KV has it. Trying to screen and roll again. Benton Central defends the screen and roll. Good on that possession. Screen pick and pop there. Unsuccessful for the Cougars. Rebound, Williams. Williams still has it. Swung around to Widmer. Widmer gives it back up to Brock up top. Brock swung around to Buchanan on the right wing. Now Dawson Brock, now Buchanan. Buchanan for three, no. Rebound just out of the reach of Connor Hall, but Hall steals it. Hall goes up, he's fouled, and he will go to the line for two shots.
Excellent job by Connor. Drove to the basket and then jumped up and was patient enough, did a little ball fake and drew the foul.
1:20 to go, 25-13 is the score. Hall, stepping to the line. Long on the first one. Benton Central playing a back-to-back for the first time this season, I do believe. Hall, long on the second one. Fought for Dawson Brock with the rebound. No, it comes out. Ball was halfway down and came right back out. So, empty possession for Benton Central right there. Cougars have it up top, trying to basically do some UCLA cut by swinging it to the elbow and then having the guard cut through, but BC defends it well. give and go at the elbow again, taken away, no. So Caldwell has it up top. Swung over to Webster. Webster gets it to the elbow of Andre. Andre gets it down low. Indeed. Sorry for the mispronunciation earlier. Deed scores on the little high-low play. Brock has it, gives it to Connor Hall. They're giving Hall the free throw. Hall tries going up on the left side. No good. Rebound, Cougars. 20 seconds to go. 27-13 is the score. Cougars to hold for one last shot. Andre has it. Luke Andre swings it to Webster. Webster drives in, hounded, no good. 2 seconds left. Williams has it at half court, throws up a prayer. It is not answered, and that'll do it for the first half. 27-13 is our score. We'll be back for the halftime. You're listening to Benton Central Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN.
Hi everyone, this is John from the 100 Mile Rib and Chop House in Fowler. Nothing's better than an exciting Benton Central basketball victory. Well, maybe a great dinner or sandwich platter before or after the game at the 100 Mile House might be close. We have great steaks, full dinners, and over 20 fantastic sandwiches to offer. The dining room area is open Monday through Saturday, or take advantage of our full carryout menu. So stop by the 100 Mile Rib and Chop House in Fowler and let's go bison.
Your vehicle's tires don't have to be worn out to lose traction on slick winter roads. Visit Heartland Ford of Covington for a tread depth check. And if you need new tires, choose from just about any brand and model you can name. Chances are some manufacturers are offering a rebate on the purchase of a set of tires too. Yes, Heartland Ford sells and cares for tires. Find out more from Service Manager Dave Howard at Heartland Ford in the heartland of America on US 136 west of Covington.
Sheets Family Dentistry is committed to improving smiles to families in Indiana and Illinois in the safest, most comfortable, and efficient way possible. Sheets Family Dentistry provides a full range of dental services, including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, same-day crowns, orthodontics, and preventative dentistry. Sheets Family Dentistry, a state-of-the-art facility in the Demeter Building located on US 52 in Fowler, welcomes new patients. Sheets Family Dentistry, a brighter smile, a happier you.
And welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen, to Kankakee Valley, where the music has now started. The loudness happens. And Coach Robeson, I'll be honest, I've seen a couple of things two nights in a row that I don't really understand. The other night, an assistant coach trainer talking to the official during a timeout, which that's really not hidden whatsoever. But assistant coaches talking to the official during the halftime, the entire time, a good 2 minutes of the halftime, they were discussing all sorts of stuff. I really don't understand why the officials are talking in a kind of a private area. I don't understand that. And hopefully Jason Manier, the official that I know, can tell me a number of things, saying, you know, why is that even allowed? I'm not really sure.
Well, maybe in 2020, 2021, officials, they feel a little isolated and feel the need to be talking to somebody. But you're right, like, it's in a good look.
The other team has left the floor. Benton Central left the floor, and an assistant coach from Kankakee Valley talked to the official for a good 2 minutes. Why does that happen? I don't understand why. Now, it doesn't make up for the fact that Benton Central is down 27-13. If it was a 14-point deficit or a 14-point lead, I would still have an issue with that. So the 14-point deficit is really the problem for Benton Central.
Right. Now, the really big issue right now is they played a half of basketball and scored 13 points. At the end of the first quarter, Kankakee Valley had 18. I thought that, you know, for varsity basketball, that's obviously a 72-point pace. That's a little high. But there are a number of teams that, you know, it's not horribly bad. But if it takes you almost 12 minutes to get into double figures, that's the issue. And right now, Vincent really talked about, they're really bothered by the length and height of Kankakee Valley. And it's a couple things here. I think Vincent has got to do a better job of driving into gaps, drawing and kicking. It seems like they're really around the perimeter an awful lot. I will say this, because when the ball goes to Connor Hall, he is driving from that high post area, but then he's kind of getting into the trees, which is one of those things I'm sure the coaching staff's thinking, boy, I wish we could have had this last night where they could have gotten the ball to Connor at the high post, be able to drive in and use the fact that he was 5 inches taller than anybody that Twin Lakes could throw out there. And tonight, that's definitely different. So I think for Benton Central right now, the defense has not been great, but that's not the major issue right now. They got to figure out how to score some points. It's got to be probably the defense has got to put a little more pressure to create turnovers, to get a little more transition going, and now allowing Kankakee Valley to set up in that 2-3 zone. And when it happens, they've got to attack gaps, get the ball in the lane, and kick it out and get, like, what you can and Dawson Brock, an easier look. And the looks that those two have had in the set, especially second quarter, they've had decent looks, and they're just not getting down. But if you can attack and get that defense to commit inside, and then you can attack inside out and buy a little bit more time for the shooters. And especially like we talk about, Blake Buchanan's really good in that left corner. And I'm not sure he took a shot from that left corner in the second quarter. So figure out some ways of getting like inside out to him in that corner. Maybe bringing another guy like to be in that left wing area, catch and then kick it quickly down to Blake in the corner. You don't want to rely on the three a whole lot, or you don't want to live by the three, let's put it that way. But they may need to do some of that to kind of stretch that zone and then give a little more area to work with inside to Connor.
And the tough part from a defensive perspective is the Cougars are doing a real nice job of not allowing the ball really to stay in the corner very long. Benton Central has had two nights of very good trapping in the corner once it finally gets to the corner, and credit KV for not throwing it down into the corner.
Yeah, they've been throwing it like more like over the top of the zone. They've gotten a couple possessions on that diagonal pass where they're like in the right, as you're coming across the 10-second line, that right side, almost like the spiking line, between the spiking line and the top of the key area, and throwing that diagonal pass to a person like at the opposite low block for a layup, and that forced Benton Central to get out of that 1-3-1. And in the Kankakee Valley's credit, they show patience. Like they're trying to hurt Benton Central to pick and rolls against Benton Central's man-to-man. And if they don't have the first one, they've been going to that second and third pick and roll and getting good looks here. So we'll see if Benton Central can kind of defend that better. And hopefully they can take their defense and use that to create offense for them, get some transition, get some easy looks, and get into a rhythm, which last night, Coach Ray post-game was talking about how he was not happy with the first half. He can't be at all happy with this first half, but Benton Central got going and had a very strong third quarter last night, so hopefully Benton Central can do that, get into the ball game, and they take the lead and see if they can't draw Kankakee Valley out of that 2-3 zone and make them play man-to-man, which then leads to Benton Central's advantage here with quickness.
And we'll be back with the start of the third quarter after this break. You're listening to Benton Central Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN.
Prospect Auto Supply, your local independent CarQuest store, reminds you to get your vehicle ready for seasonal traveling. Tis the season to winterize your vehicle. Prospect Auto Supply will check your oil, brakes, battery, wiper blades, plugs, and belts. Prospect Auto Supply provides service and carries the auto supplies you need to keep your vehicle in top running condition this winter. Prospect Auto Supply, the right parts at the right price with the right advice. Prospect Auto Supply, North Halleck Street in DeMott. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Save time and money from Warren County RENC. There are rebates available right now on water heaters, heat pumps, energy efficient products, and more for residential and commercial members of Warren County RENC. You can save big bucks on your electric bill too. Find out more at powermoves.com. That's powermoves.com. Warren County RENC is a proud supporter of Benton Central Bison High School sports. Warren County RENC is a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Did you know Deno Home Center has flooring for any room of your home? Right now, Deno's has unbelievable prices on anything goes and Samson carpets, Aqualock waterproof plank, and 15% off Bellacera hardwoods. Check out their new waterproof Cortec flooring or Armstrong's Prism, the most durable, scratch-resistant plank available, all at big savings. Deno's offers 6 months no-interest financing. Installation is available. Stop in at 10th and Grant or call for an appointment at 765-884-0500.
Quality done by Deno.
Welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Kankakee Valley High School. Just up the road a wee bit from Benton County. You know, a nice hour drive at 80 miles per hour on I-65. So, just ending halftime, starters for Benton Central, Connor Hall, Blake Buchanan, Hunter Hardebeck, Cale Williams, Dawson Brock to start. Webster, Carden, Caldwell, Mikos, and Andre, Luke Andre, starting in the 2-3 zone, starting for the Cougars. Benton Central going from right to left as Ed and I are watching the game. Hardebeck gives it to Dawson Brock. Dawson Brock travels on the play, not the start you really wanted.
Yeah, the frustration continues. A little stutter step, and it wasn't really a hard drive he was starting, just a little too much of a stutter step before he began to dribble.
Benton Central has the 1-3-1 implemented. They get it down to Mikos, and it swung back up top. Carden has it. No, on the three-pointer rebound by Dawson Brock. Nice look for the Cougars, but thankfully went out Benton Central's way. Hall has it on the block. Hall goes up, fouled. He's fouled on the play. Hall will go to the line for two.
Excellent coaching there by Coach Ray. They did a little back screen away from the ball as a skip pass and kind of rolled and drew Mikosh's third foul, which is big since Mikosh is leading Kankakee Valley with 8 points.
Oh, unable to convert at the line. That's his third miss in a row, unfortunately. Connor Hall to shoot the free throw. No good on the second. Rebound. Carden brings it down, gives it to Mikos. Swung back up to Carden up top. Carden has it between the circles. Carden over to Caldwell. Caldwell trying to screen and roll. Not there. Screen and roll on the other side. No, stolen by Buchanan. Buchanan gets it, gives it up to Hardebeck. Hardebeck over to Dawson Brock for three. No. Rebound. Connor Hall goes up for two. Two big points Benton Central needed. 27-15 is the score. 6:45 to go. Carden over to Caldwell. Back to Carden up top. Carden to Caldwell. Caldwell gives it to Mikos in the middle. Mikos goes up on the right side, and he's fouled.
That's the guy with the body because Connor Hall's hands were straight up.
Foul is called on Dawson Brock.
Coming behind on a reach.
So Mikos long on the first one. Free throw shooting is suspect so far for both teams. Mikos lines up on the line. Isaac flies it. No, yep, he is good on that one. 28-15. Yeah, you did hear me. Hardebeck has it, brings it against the 2-3 zone. In between the circles, swings it over to the left wing to Buchanan, back to Hardebeck. Now Hall at the free throw line. Hall drives right, goes up, hammered, nothing. Rebound, Mikos.
Yeah, I definitely thought that was more contact than the foul that they did call on Mikosh against Connor in the post.
Carden has it against Buchanan. Carden swings it to the wing, trying to get it down low to Mikosh. Mikosh gets it low, and he scores. 30-15 is the score. Hardenbeck brings it across. Hall has it at the elbow, kicks it out to Dawson Brock. Brock back up to Hardenbeck. Hardenbeck to Brock. Brock gives it to Hall at the elbow. Hall, triple team, throws it out and has it stolen. Carden now has it. Carden bringing it up the right side. Stops, lets Mikosh go, tries to get it to Mikosh. Mikosh can't catch it. Stolen by Dawson Brock. Brock drives in, gives it right back to Mikosh. Mikosh gets it, gives it to Carden. 30-15 is our score, 5:15 to go. Swung around to Caldwell. Caldwell gives it back up to Webster. Webster to Carden on the right side. Carden defended by Williams. Well, Carden drives in, kicks it out to Webster. He walks into a three and nails it. 33-15, 4:55 to go.
That's a tough one for Ben Smith. He definitely walked into that shot, like he said.
Dawson Brock for three. No, rebound comes long to Webster. Webster on the run. Webster tries throwing it, knocked away by Hardenbeck, but then off of Buchanan's leg and out of bounds, it'll be Cougars basketball. Jesse Stout checks in for the Bison. Lob play. Lob play was attempted here. Mikosh fouled again. Mikosh setting screen. Mikosh basically cleared out a couple of players and got called for the hold.
I've not seen that look on the outbounds play where you get the foul called. So, yeah, but you're right. He definitely did move out two bit and central players.
Kind of like the one technique, grabbing the guard and pulling him into the center. Those people that like football.
Yeah.
Buchanan now has it, gives it to Williams up in the high post. Williams kicks it out to Stout. Hardenbeck now has it. Hardenbeck thinks about the three. No. Rebound fought for and brought down by Deep.
Just a little too much hesitation before he shot that ball.
Carden brings it up the right side slowly. Swings it on the right wing to Webster. Now at the elbow is Andre. Andre has it and I guess was fouled by Hardenbeck.
Fouled on Hardenbeck. That is his third.
Not really sure what Hunter did on that, but so Cougars stand bound. Cougars get it into Deese. Deese back up to Carden. Carden drives left baseline, pulls up for two, and he's good.
Elijah Carden
scored two based on the volume of the announcer. Buchanan for three. No, Williams with the rebound. Williams can shove Deese underneath the basket, and so they call a push, and so it'll be Cougars basketball. Cougars up 20. Widmer checks in for Hardenbeck. Carden comes across against really almost a 3-2, and Buchanan gets the steal. Buchanan throws it up and tries to get it ahead to Williams, but it's stolen by Carden. So turnovers back and forth for the Cougars and the Bison. Webster has it, swings its Carden in the corner, gets the screen, pulls up for three. No, rebound Williams. Williams on the run. Williams gives it to Stout. Stout on the right side, hesitates, and then gets the shot blocked out of bounds and deep.
Yeah, tough job. They finally got the ball pushed, but Jesse's down low, tried to ball fake and then go up. But the 6-6 kid was not going to have any of that.
But Benton Central retains possession. Buchanan has it, gives it over to Widmer. Widmer down to Hall. Hall drives, tries to kick it to Williams, but the pass floated a little bit and was knocked away. Cougars quickly back. Webster has it, gives it to Carden. Carden between the circles. Carden over to Dyke Houston to Jordan. Jordan throws it to Webster. Webster drives in. He's good for two more. 37-15 with 2:45 to go. Hall has it in the short corner on the left side. Goes up. No. Hall fights for the rebound. No. Carden tries getting it. He gets the rebound and takes off on the right side. Carden gets it down to Deese. Deese in the lane. Throws it off. Williams knocked around. Hall finally comes up with it. Hall drives in. Kicks it out to Stout. Stout up to Whitmer. Whitmer drives in. Kicks it over to Williams. Williams goes up with the floater. He's good for two.
And that's the pace that I think Ben Sisson's got to play. I get that ball to move that ball quickly before Kentucky Valley can get set.
Deese down low. No. Rebound. Carden. Carden goes up without ever coming down. 39-17 with 1:54 to go. Buchanan has it. Swings it to Whitmer. Whitmer to Hall in the short corner for two. No. Rebound fought for, brought out of there by the Cougars. Dyke Houston. Carden now has it. Carden between the circles. Carden kicks it over to Jordan. Jordan back to Carden. Elijah Carden sets up the offense, swings it to Webster on the right wing. They try to get it down low. They try to get it down low to Deese. Deese, as a 6'6 dude, is saying, throw the ball up, not at my feet.
Yeah, not a good entry by the wing there.
1:24 to go here in the third quarter. Whitmer Johnson in. Whitmer swings it over to Buchanan. Buchanan to Williams. Williams out to Johnson for three. No. Just nothing falling for Benton Central. Ball's out of bounds. Williams tried saving it, but was on the line and trying to save it.
That's one thing that you got to like if you're Benton Central. The game's kind of gotten away here, and you got Dale Williams here, I feel like, a senior in competing.
So bringing it up is Caldwell. Caldwell against the Benton Central man-to-man. Caldwell swings it to the right wing. They get it down low to Deese. Deese is fouled on the play by Williams.
Kentucky Valley right now doing it. They've ran this set twice. They score where they're doing. Like on the right side, they pass it to the wing. Guy at the elbow sets the back screen on the guard. And then they're dropping from the opposite side, their post player, basically post isolation.
Deese misses the free throw. Obviously a play down low where the post player was fouled. Not really something that has been called on both ends. 40-17 is the call, is the score. Whitmer bringing it across. Whitmer over to Johnson, now to Williams. Williams kicks it over to Buchanan. Buchanan on the left side swings it back up. Johnson has it now on the right wing. Out in the corner, gets it back to Johnson. Johnson throws it right to Caldwell. Caldwell on the run. Caldwell, no. Rebound, Johnson. 30 seconds to go. Quickly ahead to Stout. Stout kicks it up to Williams. Williams thinks about the three. No. Swings it out to Buchanan. Now Whitmer on the right wing for three. Ring it up. Three more. 40-20 is the score with 20 seconds to go.
Once again, nice job by Ben Central pushing the tempo there. And great crisp ball movement. Got Whitmer a great look on the right wing.
10 seconds to go. Deese has it. Deese up top looking for the three-point shooter in Jordan. Jordan swings it to the corner. Caldwell for three. No, that'll do it for a spirited third quarter. You're listening to Benton Central Basketball on 98 Gold WIBM.
Prospect Auto Supply, your local independent CarQuest store, reminds you to get your vehicle ready for seasonal traveling. Tis the season to winterize your vehicle. Prospect Auto Supply will check your oil, brakes, battery, wiper blades, plugs, and belts. Prospect Auto Supply provides service and carries the auto supplies you need to keep your vehicle in top running condition this winter. Prospect Auto Supply, the right parts at the right price with the right advice. Prospect Auto Supply, North Halleck Street in DeMott. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Boswell Chase Grain works with area farmers in Benton and surrounding counties to provide quality grain handling solutions. Jim Simpson and the staff at Boswell Chase Grain are dedicated to safety and committed to America's farmers. Boswell Chase Grain is located at 110 North Clinton Street in Boswell and accepts all varieties of corn. Please call Jim Simpson at 765-869-5527 or on the web at boswellchasegrain.com. Boswell Chase Grain reminds you to please watch out for farm machinery on the roads for your safety as well as the farmer's safety. Emerson Sondergrath Chevrolet Buick, locally owned and operated in Kentland, serving Benton, Newton, and surrounding counties. Service and warranty work is done on all makes of GM vehicles. They have a large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Since 2003, they have sold over 4,000 vehicles. Let Emerson Sondergrath Chevrolet Buick on US 24 in Kentland help you with your next vehicle purchase today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're live action. Inbound comes to the Cougars. Cougars, out there is Caldwell. Caldwell has the ball. Caldwell against Stout. Still dribbling. Picks it up, gives it to Dykhuizen. Dykhuizen drives in and scores on the right side.
No help defense by Benton Citrus. I know awareness where the ball was.
42-20 is our score. Widmer gets the pass back out from Williams. Tries the three. Unsuccessful. And Cougars bring it back. On the wing is Dykhuizen. Dykhuizen swings it up top to Jordan. Jordan is stopped. Swings it over to Caldwell. Caldwell on the right wing. Caldwell brings it up. Gives it back to Jordan. Jordan gets the screen from Deese. Does nothing with it. Swings it up. Give and go at the elbow. Is Dykhuizen. Dykhuizen over to Caldwell. Caldwell against Stout. Jesse Stout playing Stout defense. Screen and roll on the right wing. Nothing there. Swung around to the left wing. Screen and roll there. Nothing there. The pass is thrown away. Stolen by Johnson. Johnson has it. Johnson kicks it to Stout. Stout to Buchanan. Now swung to Widmer. Widmer to Johnson in the corner for three. No. Rebound Stout. Stout goes up and he's fouled. Good weak side rebounding there. 6:22 here in the fourth quarter. 42-20 is our score. We obviously want to thank everybody that has helped us with this broadcast. This Stout is unsuccessful on a free throw. Definitely want to thank the listeners at home. Numerous people have checked in throughout the night, and we do appreciate that a great deal. Stout eyes and flies the second one, and it's good. Making it 42-21, 6:20 to go. Matt Caldwell gives it up to Jordan. Jordan's trapped up top, and the foul is called. Foul on Widmer. Widmer must have been too aggressive.
It seemed like they had gotten KB a little stressed there with that trap, so kind of a good thing for them.
KB moves the ball pretty quickly. The ball's tipped out of bounds, and it's tipped out by the Cougars. 6 minutes to go. Widmer to bring it up. Widmer to Johnson on the left wing. Williams has it. Kicks it out to Johnson for three. No. Deese doesn't get the rebound, but his deflection goes deep. Cougars get it, but it's stolen by Buchanan. Widmer now has it up the left side. Johnson drives the baseline. Kicks it to Williams. Williams goes up. No. Rebound, Cougars. Nice ball movement, but unfortunately, nothing. Successful there.
Nice shot selection, just yet didn't go.
Deese gets it down low, scores the easy deuce. Moved his man up the lane, and there was no help side again. Dykhuizen tried going for the steal and crashes. Crashes into Johnson. Foster. Foster, Plummer, and Musser to check in for the Bison, not Plumer. Plumer hasn't been eligible for well over 26 or 27 years. Seth Plummer to check in for Benton Central. Jesse Stout fouls, and so the three aforementioned players will be in. So, Widmer, Musser, Plummer, Foster, Williams out there for the Bison. 44-21, 5:15 to go. Shot happens. No good. But Mikosh shoves his man underneath, gets the rebound, gets it, goes up on the left side, and he's fouled.
Yeah, it's one, I mean, a list of frustrating things tonight. That's an area where you hate giving up offensive rebounds off the missed free throw.
Mikosh shoots the free throw. Short on it. Caden Hardebeck checks in for Cale Williams. So, Widmer, basically, Seth Plummer is the sophomore, and four freshmen out on the floor for the Bison. Mikosh shoots it, scores. 45-21, 5:10 to go. Foster brings it across. Foster against the 2-3 zone. Timeout, Benton Central. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Bison Basketball on 98 Gold, WIBN.
Where there is help, there is hope. The Newton County Community Services is devoted to improving the health, education, and welfare of the individuals, families, and community of Newton County. The Newton County Community Services can help you with energy assistance, public transportation, the food pantry, home-delivered meals, and homemaker services. Would you like or know somebody who is interested in learning about one of the three nutrition sites in Morocco, Goodland, and Roselawn? Please call 219-285-2246.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Kankakee Valley High School. 45-21 is our score, 5:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ed Ropes and George Hardebeck joining you. And we will be joining you next Friday for the Central Catholic, Benton Central Central Catholic game. Should be on the... around the same time, probably an earlier start than tonight, seeing as how we're up in central time zone land, which seems kind of odd to even say that, but that's where we are. Foster has it. Foster brings it across, kicks it to Hardebeck. Caden Hardebeck brings it up top. Musser, now Widmer. Widmer on the left wing, swings it to Plummer. Plummer kicks it out to Foster. Foster over to Musser. Musser to Hardebeck. Hardebeck brings it up. Caden Hardebeck drives in, loses it a bit. Gets it to Plummer. Plummer to Foster. Foster makes an amazing catch. Ball's kicked out, but it's out of bounds. Cougars knocked it out of bounds, so Benton Central to retain possession. 4:34 to go. Foster has it. Foster tries throwing it to Plummer, and the ball's knocked out of bounds again.
They got to do a little, taking their dribble in, they'll come in, and then get a step around, make a good pass from point to wing.
Plummer for a long three, no. Hardebeck fights for the rebound, almost gets it. Cougars on the run. Carden to Mikosh. Mikosh goes up, no. Carden with the rebound, he's good for two more.
Yeah, right now, Ben Center's going to have a hard time keeping Kankakee Valley off the offensive glass.
Widmer drives in, no. Mikosh with the rebound. Widmer had a shot there, but the ball went in and out, kind of like all night long. Mikosh goes for three. Timeout. Kankakee Valley will take a timeout. You're listening to Ben Central Basketball on 98 Gold, WIBN.
Some of you Heartland Ford customers have inquired, so Service Manager Dave Howard wants you to know this. The new normal at the Heartland Service Department is to disinfect your vehicle both before and after service. This is for the safety of both you and the Heartland Service staff. Also, remember to take advantage of the service special Heartland calls The Works. It includes oil and filter change, tire rotation, and 27-point safety inspection. And the low Heartland Ford price is $49.95 in the heartland of America near Covington.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank Scotty Miller, who's making us sound better than probably what we're normally capable of sounding. Benton Central brings it back. Caden Hardebeck has it. Hardebeck over to Musser. Musser drives the left and kicks it to Wimmer. Now back up top. Swung around Foster in the right corner. Foster, throws the pass, but his cousin, Musser, Dylan went up to get it and was fouled. Fouled by Jude Gott. 3:30 to go. Hardebeck to Musser on the left side. Musser to Wimmer in the left corner for three. No. Rebound. Fought for, but knocked out of bounds by Foster.
That's one thing you give some people who don't normally get a chance to play in a varsity ball game, a chance to get out there. They tend to work hard, and the one thing about Benton Central, they are working hard out here right now.
Cougars bringing it across, try to throw it on the left wing. Foster with the steal. Foster goes up and is absolutely wiped out by Jude Gott. Jude Gott takes him out underneath. Coach Ray gets a technical foul, but not a technical foul that any coach would ever disagree with. Not one person in this world would disagree with that due to the fact that Jude Gott absolutely obliterated Foster underneath the rim.
Yeah, it wasn't. You didn't mean to hurt him, but it's a hard foul. It's got
right.
to be called, and Coach Ray, all he's doing is protecting his player.
That's right. And free throws almost never lie, as the first free throw is missed. Absolutely taken out underneath. They missed a call. Coach Ray called them on it. I don't blame him one bit. I would have done it 1,000 times out of 1,000. 51-21 is our score, 3:05 to go. Cougars bringing it across. Pribble. Gott trying to throw it down low, has it stolen by Caden Hardebeck. Caden Hardebeck on the run. Hardebeck off to the left wing. Hardebeck gets it to Plummer in the left corner for three. No, short. Gott has the rebound. Gott takes off, has it knocked away. Three-pointer, no. Rebound fought for, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Cougar basketball. Hamster checking in. Dribble inbound, gets it to Dykhuizen. Dykhuizen on the right wing has it. They're going to call a foul underneath. The officials, I guess, have decided we're going to call a bunch of fouls here at the end.
That's a tough run. I mean, that was one. You give almost them the famous double foul because both players were going after in the post.
Rebound, no good. Now the official is making a big deal about coming over, and all Coach Ray has to do is not talk. Free throw is missed. Rebound, 2:30. Plummer has it. Plummer up top to Foster. Foster called for travel.
Just got a little bit quicker with what he wanted to do than the feet were working.
Pribble has it against Hardebeck. Pribble pushes Hardebeck away. Yeah. Offensive foul is called. And the Bronx cheer from the Benton Central crowd. 2:20 to go. That's the tough part, I think. What lots of people need to understand, as Wimmer drives the baseline, Hardebeck thought about the three. No. Musser goes up and he's fouled. You know, I'll be honest, I feel like everyone's on edge right now. It's a tough time, and everybody is on edge. And unfortunately, you know, it comes out in athletics. I mean, you're going to have that, and if you're not strong enough to kind of handle a little bit of criticism, then it goes bad.
Yeah, and you know, tonight one of those. It's a physical ball game.
Correct.
I mean, last night there was a lot with like the hacking, shoving kind of stuff that you've seen tonight. It's definitely a different style of physicality, and so yeah, it's a tough game, especially when it's a 51-21 ball game.
Shot short, rebounded by Gott. Gott tries going up. He's no good. And the rebound comes to Dylan Musser. Musser gets fouled on the rebound. So Musser will go to line for a minute. With a minute 58, 51-21 is our score. Musser to shoot. He's good on the first. Musser to shoot a second. Should be 51-22, I believe. Musser, good. On the next one as well. Timeout, Kankakee Valley. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Benson the Basketball, 98 Gold, WIBN.
Remember I told you my parents are coming into town?
Yeah, when is that?
Next weekend.
Oh, wow. I thought it was in like 3 weeks.
No, I told you the other day.
When?
Well, when we were at... Never mind. They'll be here next week.
Got it.
You want me to make pork chops for dinner?
Oh, yeah. I love it when you make those.
I've never made you pork chops.
Sound familiar? That means you're married. Disconnect from the everyday world and recharge your internal batteries at the Moran Inn, the only bed and breakfast on the 15th fairway of the Sandy Pines Golf Course. The Moran Inn has 10 out of 10 guest rating, numerous rooms, and a heated in-ground pool. There's only one thing you won't find at the Moran Inn. Children. You see, the Moran Inn is for adults only.
Oh, I like that tie on you. When did you get that?
Yeah, that was 3 years ago, honey.
Book your stay at themoraninn.com.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I want to thank Scotty Miller for doing just an awesome job back at the studio. Kankakee Valley brings the ball out, has it up top. Pribble has it, swings it over to Sampson. Sampson, they try to get it down low. Unable to get it down low. Foster fouls. Foster fouls Dykhuizen. Dykhuizen to go to the line 4-2. Minute 39 to go. 51-23 is the score. Dykhuizen. Isaac Fleisen is good. Kind of uses all arms on his free throw technique. Doesn't really use his leg too much. A little bit. As I said that, nothing good. Caden Hardebeck with the rebound. Caden brings it up. Hardebeck swung around to Foster. Back to Widmer. Widmer to Foster in the corner. Foster way short. Rebound. Rebound comes. Plummer fouls. Minute 22 to go.
Yeah, that's a great shot selection-wise, that was a good take by Foster. It was just he's a little hurried at lift and jumping short.
Ben Central, the schedule doesn't get any easier with the Knights playing well again this year, and that'll be Ben Central's next game next Friday. We will be there.
Yeah, they're having a much better night tonight than they did last night. Last night lost a tough one to McCutcheon. Today had an easier time with Rensselaer.
Foster has it up top. Gives it to Musser. Musser over to Widmer on the left wing. Widmer drives in the middle. Kicks it to Caden Hardebeck. Hardebeck to Foster in the right corner. He's good for three. Bring up 3 points for Ryan Foster. 54-26. Dykhuizen has it, throws it down low to Gott with the extra pass, and the score by Will Sampson. Obviously, Will Sampson scored two. Hardebeck has it to Foster. Foster, feeling it, throws up a really long shot, and it's no good. Foster tries getting a steal from Dykhuizen, and nothing, but Plummer will. Plummer gets the steal, walks into a three, no. Rebound, fought for, Whitmer fouls. Pribble to go to the line for two shots.
And we won't get the stats. It's probably a good thing to see, or a good thing we don't, because the three-point shooting percentage tonight has left a lot to be desired.
Pribble, Isaac flies it, and it's good. Pribble to shoot another free throw. He's good. Foster has it. 23 seconds to go. Foster brings it across. Has it. Gives it to Musser. Musser, nothing there. Kicks it over to Caden Hardebeck. Now to Whitmer. Whitmer to Musser. Musser for three. Good. Good on his three. 58-29. 5 seconds to go. Dykhuizen has it, and that'll do it. You're listening to Benton Central Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN.
Save time and money from Warren County RENC. There are rebates available right now on water heaters, heat pumps, energy-efficient products, and more for residential and commercial members of Warren County RENC. You can save big bucks on your electric bill, too. Find out more at PowerMoves.com. That's PowerMoves.com. Warren County RENC is a proud supporter of Benton Central Bison High School sports. Warren County RENC is a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Have your senses been assaulted by the pungent odor of stale dog? Your dog is not a cat and cannot stay clean on their own. Have no fear, For Pet's Sake is here. Fluff and buff your fur baby at For Pet's Sake in Fowler. For Pet's Sake offers full grooming services, nail trimming, dog and cat food, supplies, and toys. For Pet's Sake in Fowler is closed on Sunday and Monday. To book your fur baby Fluff and Buff at For Pet's Sake on North Adams Avenue in downtown Fowler, please call 765-885-5127.
Did you know Deno Home Center has flooring for any room of your home? Right now, Deno's has unbelievable prices on anything goes and Samson carpets, Aqualock waterproof plank, and 15% off Bellacera hardwood. Check out their new waterproof Cortec flooring or Armstrong's Prism, the most durable, scratch-resistant plank available, all at big savings. Deno's offers 6 months no-interest financing. Installation is available. Stop in at 10th and Grant or call for an appointment at 765-884-0500.
Quality done by Deno.
Short throw. 58-29 is the score. And we are going to be joined by Coach Ray. Coach Ray, as always, we want to thank you for coming up, no matter what the situation. And tonight, just a tough night up against their link, and nothing really fell for the Bison.
Yeah, I don't know what we shot from the field, but it wasn't very good. I just didn't like our guys' lack of energy tonight. We just never had it, and came out first possession, we miss a layup, and then we come down, we don't switch when we're supposed to, kind of set the whole tone for the game, and so. We'll work on that this week and get that fixed.
So the emphasis was trying to get the ball kind of inside to Connor Hall. You know, seemed to work a few times, but just again, nothing really. Fouls really didn't go your way, and so it's kind of a tough night that way.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say there was anything wrong with the fouls or whatever it was. We didn't go very strong, and when we had our opportunities from three, we didn't make them, and we had some open shots, we took some bad shots, and you know, I was more disappointed with our effort, you know, especially in a season like now where we're not guaranteed Monday, we're not guaranteed next Friday against CC, and something we talked to our kids about, and you know, I hope that you know, we don't get contact trace or somebody gets virus and we can't play next week, because I don't want this to be the lasting image in their mind, because we've, I mean, effort and toughness is kind of what our calling card's been. It's why we've been able to stay in some games that we probably shouldn't, and we didn't have it tonight. So we're going to figure out why that was, and we're going to fix it.
Coach Ray, again, thank you so much for coming up, and we do appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
That was Coach Ray, the basketball coach for Benton Central, and I'm going to be honest, that right there is a very classy interview. That's pure class.
Yeah, I've been there. Definitely, he didn't want to talk to us or the fans.
No.
But he decided to do that for the fans because he respects the people who listen and follow Benton Central basketball. But, yeah, that's not a lot of fun. That walk from the locker room up here going, what am I going to talk about? Because he's right. I mean, it was a tough night, a very disappointing performance by Benton Central, and really, you know, not a lot of effort overall, not a lot of energy, especially after last night. You know, tough loss. You want to come out and take it out on somebody, and just did not have it.
And, you know, the funny part is this, is a lot of people around the state, officials, so on and so forth, don't like the fact that, you know, at times he's tough on officials. He asks a lot of questions. He says a lot of things. But right there, given the opportunity to say something about the officiating, he has nothing but class to say. And that right there says a lot. When given the opportunity to say something, you're classy. You do what you should do as a coach, and you know, you take the blame. You put it on your players. You don't put it on the three guys that are just working hard out there. And you know, credit to Coach Zach Ray.
Right, and it's definitely a case. He has high expectations for everything associated with a basketball game. He has high expectations for his players. He has high expectations of his coaches and the officials as well. And you're right. And it's one of those things, because he has such high expectations. You know, it gets heated during the game. After the game, you know, it's time to move on.
And so we'll be back after this break. You're listening to Benton Central Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN.
Sheets Family Dentistry is committed to improving smiles to families in Indiana and Illinois in the safest, most comfortable, and efficient way possible. Sheets Family Dentistry provides a full range of dental services, including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, same-day crowns, orthodontics, and preventative dentistry. Sheets Family Dentistry, a state-of-the-art facility in the Demeter Building located on US 52 in Fowler, welcomes new patients. Sheets Family Dentistry, a brighter smile, a happier you.
Prospect Auto Supply, your local independent CarQuest store, reminds you to get your vehicle ready for seasonal traveling. Tis the season to winterize your vehicle. Prospect Auto Supply will check your oil, brakes, battery, wiper blades, plugs, and belts. Prospect Auto Supply provides service and carries the auto supplies you need to keep your vehicle in top running condition this winter. Prospect Auto Supply, the right parts at the right price with the right advice. Prospect Auto Supply, North Halleck Street in DeMott. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Save time and money from Warren County RENC. There are rebates available right now on water heaters, heat pumps, energy efficient products, and more for residential and commercial members of Warren County RENC. You can save big bucks on your electric bill too. Find out more at powermoves.com. That's powermoves.com. Warren County RENC is a proud supporter of Benton Central Bison High School sports. Warren County RENC is a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Remember I told you my parents are coming into town?
Yeah, when is that?
Next weekend.
Oh, wow. I thought it was in like 3 weeks.
No, I told you the other day.
When?
Well, when we were at... Never mind. They'll be here next week.
Got it.
You want me to make pork chops for dinner?
Oh, yeah. I love it when you make those.
I've never made you pork chops.
Sound familiar? That means you're married. Disconnect from the everyday world and recharge your internal batteries at the Moran Inn, the only bed and breakfast on the 15th fairway of the Sandy Pines Golf Course. The Moran Inn has 10 out of 10 guest rating, numerous rooms, and a heated in-ground pool. There's only one thing you won't find at the Moran Inn. Children. You see, the Moran Inn is for adults only.
Oh, I like that tie on you. When did you get that?
Yeah, that was 3 years ago, honey.
Book your stay at themoraninn.com.
Cackley Real Estate strives to provide personal service to every individual looking to purchase or sell real estate. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, seller, farmer, or seasoned investor, Cackley Real Estate will assist you with every step in purchasing or selling your real estate. With multiple agents working together in Benton, Warren, White, Tippecanoe, and surrounding counties, Cackley Real Estate strives to make your real estate transaction worry-free. Please call Cackley Real Estate, 765-426-7306.
Did you know Denno Home Center has flooring for any room of your home? Right now, Denno's has unbelievable prices on anything goes and Samson carpets, Aqualock waterproof plank, and 15% off Bellacera hardwood. Check out their new waterproof Cortec flooring or Armstrong's Prism, the most durable, scratch-resistant plank available, all at big savings. Denno's offers 6 months no-interest financing. Installation is available. Stop in at 10th and Grant or call for an appointment at 765-884-0500.
Quality done by Denno.
Now, welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. George Hardebeck and Ed Robeson for one final time. And obviously, I thank my broadcasting partner, Ed Robeson, for coming up to Kankakee Valley with me. Two of us will be on the road next week. On Friday, we'll be at Central Catholic for Central Catholic Benton Central, God willing. Thank you, obviously, to our sponsors. We definitely want to thank our sponsors a ton. We want to thank Scotty Miller back in the studio and our loyal listeners for tuning in. And so, tonight, tough one for the Bison, but we'll join you next week on Friday. So, for Ed Robeson, I'm George Hardebeck. You're listening one final time. You listen to Benton Central Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN.
Thank you for spending time with us. We hope you enjoyed the game. The following has been a sports presentation of 98.1 WIBN. Classic hits, 98 Gold, and it was brought to you by Heartland Ford, Etter Tire, Fowler Family Dentistry, the Moran Inn of DeMott, RDM Shrimp, Prospect Auto Supply, Warren County REMC, Thompson Brothers Auto Sales, Prairie Bells Boutique, Alliance Bank, Boswell Chase Grain, Emerson Sondergraph, Cackley Real Estate, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Denno Home Center, 100 Mile Ribbon Chop House, For Pet's Sake, and 98 Gold WIBN.